Welcome to Out the Wazoo. We got a big episode this week. We got lots of albums that just came out this week. We've got Lil Yachty releases Poland. We got Kanye West jumping off the edge of the fucking flat earth. We've got a shit ton of TikToks to watch and react to. And then finally, we have our album review for this week. We're going to talk about Kenny Mason's Ruffs LP. I'm the host, co-host, Jake Birdman.
That's pretty good.
This is my homie. To my left is Hank Mardukas, third guy, Alex.
Hey, Bobby.
And Ryan could not make it today, but we're going to make do without.
Yeah. Ryan texted, said he was feeling a little bit under the weather, but he said he might make it. We don't know yet, so it's still up in the air, but we're gonna roll with the punches, you know?
We're just waiting on a text from him, is really, because he said he might make it.
We're out the wazoo, you know. We run with it. We roll with the punches, baby. It's like fucking Cassius Clay swinging on us. We just take a few to the head, take a few to the body.
I think we've taken more than a few to the head.
Yeah. But, you know, he should be showing up sometime soon, so hopefully that happens. We need somebody to read the plugs, so.
Yeah, well, let's just get started without him, and then we'll see if he ends up showing up. Let's talk about albums that just came out.
All right.
Let's just get right into it, man. We got Armani Caesar dropped the Liz,
too. Hold on. I do need to make a point.
Okay.
Go fucking Phillies. It's game three. Dude. 7:37.
Okay. All right. That was slightly more smooth than last episode.
Yeah, I just need to make a point because the boys are fucking buzzing.
Yeah.
All right. It's game three. They're in Philly tonight against the Padres. And to that on SportsCenter who said the Padres wanted it more. They have more of the dog in them to win this series. Go fuck yourself. I'm sorry.
Who's the
Phillies? One of their fucking token girls they bring in to bring diversity to the group because the girls don't know anything about sports. So they bring the chicken who reads off of fucking cue cards. And then sometimes they bring in and mention their own points, and their points are always askew, if you will.
Dude, you're hot right now. You
this
need to chill.
Was like, the Padres want this series more. Oh, because some guy dove into home plate to get the run in. I'm sorry. Doesn't everybody fucking do that? I'm sorry. The Phillies, early August, maybe late July, looked like they weren't even going to make a wild card spot, and now they're running fucking tables. So,
okay.
They're in NLCS. They're buzzing. They're going to take this home, all right?
You sounded like you had a real personal thing with that woman.
Yeah,
you called her the D word.
Yeah, she's a fucking...
You don't say it again. You already said it once.
Yeah, and I
want
to go to another
back.
Parade. Not another parade. I didn't get to go to the parade because I had to go to 7th grade or 8th grade.
This is consuming you
home
right
room,
now.
Homeroom. I was sitting there all... Well, my dad was getting fucking blasted at the
Whoa,
parade.
Chill. Your dad was not getting blasted, all right? Right. No, I wasn't thinking that kind of blasted. I was thinking maybe from the back.
Chase Utley, you're my fucking hero.
You're really like, this is something that's really like on your mind
at
all times, isn't it?
Fuck those assholes.
Well, fuck them, but also the fact that the Phillies are doing well.
Yeah. So go Phillies.
So this is just something like, you're really into it right now.
Yeah.
Like baseball's all of a sudden your thing. Well, you are wearing the Phillies jersey.
No.
You're an NBA guy.
Yeah, I am.
And an NFL guy.
I'm a basketball guy first.
MLB might be the last sport
like
you care about.
Watching baseball. I like going to baseball games more. Watching baseball on TV, fucking boring.
Yeah.
But it's the playoffs, so I'm in it.
Okay.
And I think everybody can agree that watching regular season baseball, garbage.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's not fun, but when they start...
But why do you suddenly, because they're doing well, you care so much?
Well,
or
watch
do you care about the whole season?
You watch them throughout the season. You're like, okay, win here, loss here. It's like, what are they doing? Pitching staff, coaching, whatever. You talk about it. And then the boys start to buzz. And then you're like, all right, we're on to something.
Uh-huh.
Get that city pride in you.
Uh-huh. Well, is the buzz just when they start doing well?
Well, think about it. I don't know.
Because can they be buzzing? Like,
it's hard
I'm
to
just
say.
Saying this because I don't think I've heard you mention the Phillies during the regular season.
Because I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I was frustrated with watching them for a long time. They didn't make the playoffs for 11 fucking years. That was a long time of just straight up dog years. Just being like, oh, this is tough to watch. And I'll be honest. I stopped watching for a while.
Would you say that they didn't have that dog in them?
They didn't have that dog in them. But it's also hard to say, too, because...
So why is it so crazy that
Dylan
says it now?
We'd go to, like, Sixers games when they won 9 games a year.
Yeah.
We went there. It's, I don't know. I think it's just a different atmosphere sometimes when it comes to baseball.
But I'm just noticing a lot of heat on your back right now related to the Phils.
Because the boys are buzzing.
So last week at last week's episode, right in the middle of a sentence, you said, "Go Phils." Right? No context. We didn't even pursue it after you said
it.
We didn't even talk about it.
I think the crowd knew it was game
it's
four.
So interjected.
Yeah.
Just like, it's like if somebody in like a, in a wheelchair was like, squirrels, you know, like just said something out of the blue.
I had to say something.
It had a meaning, but we didn't explore it. Now here we are, week number two. You've done it again.
And, yeah.
But now we have some backstory.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you're this invested in the Phillies.
It's, I'm going to say, yeah. I admit it. It's tough to watch when your team is losing. I ain't going
to
lie.
I think baseball is tough to watch no matter what.
Steelers, haven't been watching them much lately. Seen a couple games here and there. It's just tough to watch sometimes. You watch them, but you're like, ugh.
When they don't do well.
You watch the games, you're just like, why am I giving myself a heart attack?
And you're, then you just, you're a fair weather fan, dude.
Still watch the games. You're like, fuck, this is tough to watch. Now, I couldn't watch the game last week because I didn't have it on my channels.
Sure.
But I watched all the other games, and I was like,
But I don't see you getting this hype. Like I said, you have a hierarchy, right? I think that you get the most excited over NBA, then it's NFL. Maybe right, they're right with each other.
I would say NBA, college basketball, NFL,
NHL. I think hockey, you're higher on hockey. And then women's basketball.
No, baseball. You couldn't pay me to watch women's basketball.
Okay, we're going to walk that
couldn't
back.
Couldn't pay me.
We're going to walk that
hey,
one back.
Why don't you baseball go make me goes a next. Sandwich?
Hey, baseball goes next. Baseball goes next. And then below that, why don't you get excited for the MLS?
All I'm saying is when women's basketball is on, I'm like, hey, what is my dishwasher doing on TV right now? I didn't know a LG series could
hey,
go dribble.
Are you a
ball.
Grave digger, dude? You're digging holes right now.
Wei Xiaoxing.
We should call you the excavator.
I think Ryan just texted us.
Did you get a text?
Yeah, I got a little bling.
Check the door.
All right, hold on. Yo!
He made it. What's up, buddy?
You're a little fucking Ricky.
Yeah, watch his shoulders are tight. Jesus. Just leave him up, I think. Just leave him up. It's better that way. He did make it, but he wasn't lying when he said he didn't feel well.
Jesus.
Wow, that's a tight knee. Oh, and his hips. Close that door, too. Close the door. I got to fix the camera.
Tuned in,
get him.
That now we're a little bit better here.
What's
he
up,
did make it.
We can do the plug now.
His fucking arms.
Hey, if you want to sit like that the whole time, you're more than welcome to.
It's the same size skull as Ryan's.
It's crazy. So what, you like fall out of the tree you're making cookies in and just died? Boo.
His ass.
All right. So what happened? You couldn't see over your steering wheel and crashed. There we go.
Fuck, dude. Well, at least now he can stand here and do more than he normally does.
Yeah, that's right. That's kind of crazy. That skeleton is probably a little taller than him.
Probably like 4'11"
Yeah, I would say Ryan's probably ballpark 4'5"
It's a good stand-in. You know, there's no more weight on the chair now than there ever has been. And the fact that his feet don't touch the ground when he sits is pretty par for the course.
Like, if a stiff breeze came in and Ryan was sitting in that chair, it would be like the Wizard of Oz. The chair would just start spinning up in
right,
the air.
Like
but
tornado.
Now that we got a heavy dude in there, a little more meat on his bones, you know, I think the chair will stay right
this
there.
This is Ryan when he moves out and he doesn't know how to cook for himself.
He's like, oh, there wasn't leftover pasta fagioli in the freezer that I can't unfold?
It's always fagioli. It's always the faglioli, dude.
That's what happens when Grubhub doesn't deliver his Chipotle on time when he moves out.
This is Ryan after his fourth beat session of the day. Because he just can't control his left hand.
That's Ryan after stealing the veterans' applesauce for eating lunch. He's just like, I'm hungry, man. I'm hungry. Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you.
It's good to have him back. But I do want to go over some albums
okay.
Now that we're past the Phils. So
go Phils.
Okay, go Phils. We got it out of your system, right?
I think so.
If it's going to creep back up, just give me a warning before I jump into something. Cool?
Go Phils.
albums for this week on the release radar: Armani Caesar, aka Let Me Nut In You, aka Fit the Clip In,
aka Boop 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 Boom.
She puts the boop boop boom in BBL.
The Griselda Grease Cannon, bro.
The Let Me See the X-Rays 5000. The because Armani, there's no way that skeleton is real.
Caesar dressing dripping out of my cooch.
Okay, stop, dude. Why was that the one that ended it?
Hey.
I said bust chose, a nut in you.
Hey, you chose to end it.
Caesar dressing dripping.
We could have kept going. We could have kept going.
She dropped the Liz 2.
There's a Liz 1?
There's two of them.
I don't listen to her.
Liz as in Queen Elizabeth.
Ugh.
Queen Elizabeth.
That rapist.
As in the dead one.
Murderer.
You think Queen Elizabeth was a rapist?
She probably was a murderer.
Maybe a murderer, but I don't think she
killed.
Was.
I bet you she killed a few babies to get some young blood.
I mean, she did die, though, so it didn't work.
Yeah, but like, lived a little too long, right?
What's that song that keeps circulating that's like, fuck it, Queen Elizabeth, how dare you die at the age of 96? Something about your ashes, I'm going to blow away that shit. Like,
all I know
real
is,
disrespectful toward
all
Queen
All I know
Liz.
Is that Betty White lived longer, so that's another W for the boys.
As they get older, they look similar.
Like I would say ladies. Betty White almost looked better to look at.
If you put a crown and earrings on Betty White, that's my queen.
Queen Betty.
Queen Betty.
Queen Betty.
Queen Betty.
Also probably ate some babies.
Yeah, well.
But hey, we're here.
So for whatever reason, Armani Caesar has like an obsession with Queen Elizabeth, I think. Or just people named Elizabeth. So this new album, The Liz 2, I got a chance to listen to some of it today. We got the classics on it. Conway the Machine. West Side Gunn is the executive producer.
Is it a Derringer production?
It's all over the place. And honestly, we had this conversation about Rome Dome Meets's
Phone Meets
album, about how his production style on the Kiss the Ring album that he just put out was
two thumbs down.
Pretty largely inspired by Conductor Williams.
Conductor.
So I was not feeling that. It was a little bit too tame for me, too mild. But Armani Caesar is kind of going in an interesting direction now, where we're hearing the bars, but we're also getting a little bit of that Nicki Minaj influence, that little bit of pop. Mm. But I think that's what she needed, because you can't just be a female with a BBL and an unrecognizable skeleton and go into Griselda and just be like the guys.
Yeah, but what the fuck is she talking about? Like, making dudes eat her puss and like...
Now, that didn't change. The whole album is pretty much about getting her boxing.
That's why I just like, I'm going to make him eat my puss and fuck your dude while you... like. It's all about like putting down other women and then making dudes eat your box.
It's extremely sexualized.
It's all the same. All of it's the fucking same. Megan Thee Stallion does the same thing.
But you know, man, like I've been experiencing this recently where I put on the music that I like... J. Cole, J.I.D., Grip, whoever, you can't listen to that really and not say that they're not derogatory towards men.
I'm not saying they're not.
Or women,
but I'm
I mean.
Saying all of the songs are that. J. Cole has a...
You'd be surprised.
Has a fucking archive of just songs that are here to there to here. And maybe every other song he talked about getting his dick sucked. But every girl is like talking about making their dude eat their pussy, and then they're waiting to get their dick sucked, and they're like, nah, I'm going to go get my nails done.
Because here's why.
And then
why.
I'm going to punch that bitch in her face and steal his man and make him eat my pussy at the same time.
At the end of the day, after you've gotten your pussy eaten by two men at the same time, hip-hop is still all guys. It's the boys, dude. Like, it's just the dogs out here in the doghouse just listening to music. And as a female rapper, you ever see the Biggie doc biopic, the movie about Biggie?
Mm-hmm.
How he created Lil' Kim?
Mm-hmm.
And the way that he got Lil' Kim to be successful was told her to start rapping like dirty, sexy, because it was to men. It wasn't to women.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't listen to rap and hip hop the same way that men do. It just doesn't appeal as much, at least not right now. So when he told Lil' Kim to start rapping about sucking on your dick while I cradle your balls, pull up on your fupa so I can suck on your drawers, like
balls.
Really, really sexual shit that no one had ever heard before from a female, that changed what a female artist could be. But it's crazy that 20 years later, we're still there.
I know.
Armani Pleaser is still getting, you know, and I don't want to say this and I want to be respectful, but getting run through by Griselda.
You think when she's older, she's going to change her name to Armani Geezer? Could be.
Do you think when she has an ingrown hair, she calls herself Tweezer? Armani Tweezer? Don't take my fucking joke, dude. Anymore?
I'm trying to think of more. Nope, I'm done.
Pretty
I'm,
much. I'm it. Do you think out. When? Do you think when she when she eats orders pizza, she goes Armani Cheeser?
So dumb.
That's all I have. Anyway, listen. I say listen to it. Liz too. I thought it was good. We had Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, Stove God Cooks.
Ooh.
And
Ice
Armani
Cold
Caesar's.
Bishop?
No, back no, Ice Cold Bishop.
That's the only song I know about.
Armani's coming off that BET cipher.
Yeah.
If mm-hmm. you just watched, I've there seen. Was a couple ciphers and Armani kind of led one of them. I've so seen. She's definitely like a leading female in hip hop right now. I don't want her to get like thrown away in the gutter and just be as thought of as this like, you know, yeah. ass with a mouth, basically, is what I'm afraid that she'll become.
Ew.
You thought I was feeling you? You know, like that kind munch. Of shit. I don't need that. You know, Ice Spice.
Dude, have you heard the Ice Spice new song? And everybody's like,
the SpongeBob one.
They're dubbing the background and like the Krusty Krab Yo. Dancing around. It's just so terrible.
I sent it because I saw it on TikTok and Ice Spice posted it non ironically. And all the comment section is like, this is SpongeBob ad beat.
Dude, she did like a
it is goofy ad beat.
Like an acapella freestyle thing. Like how when Iggy Azalea tried to do it, she's like, poop it a pop, pop, poop it a pop. Everybody is like just going at it right now. It's so bad.
Like trashing her.
They're trashing. They're like stitching it and like, what the fuck is this bullshit? No, oh my God. It's terrible, man.
It's tough when you're a newer viral artist. Like everyone's going to jump down your throat. I'll thank you. And it's hard to get over that hill. I'll thank you. Because you really have to open yourself up, I'll thank you, to the criticism. So it's going to be difficult for her to swallow, I'll thank you, that kind of criticism.
Too.
What she really needs to do is get fucked by everybody. I don't know, dude. I can't think of anymore. Talk about other albums.
We do got Snoop and your boy DJ Drama, who is just cycling through the rap industry right now. Just being like, that man is like renouncing his name again.
Comeback of the century, you think?
Yeah, it was just doing his thing for, you know, under the radar for a while, and then 2019 to now, he's just been on like almost everybody's album, I feel like.
If y'all don't know DJ Drama, all you need to know is Gangsta Grizzles.
Yeah. And he's doing one
this
with Snoop.
This might be the last time I tell y'all. Fuckers.
And he just does it again. So he's telling us again.
This might be the next last time I tell y'all motherfuckers.
Okay. On the last album, I told you it was my last time. He's like Logic. He's like
kinda,
Logic.
Yeah, just always coming in and out of retirement.
But he does an album with Snoop calling Still Got It. Now, we got tracks like Drop It Like It's Hot 2, Still Sipping on Gin and Juice, You're Still Beautiful, you know.
In the Doghouse Still.
Yeah, Doggy Style again.
Right.
It's just, I think it's funny because Snoop's just doing like TV shows, making shitty wine.
Yeah.
Starring in movies.
He's like
Crip walking, being on
Ice
Fortnite.
Cube, if Ice Cube kept rapping.
And then it's like he's rapping again. It's kind of funny. Like, how much more juice and gin do you have in the tank?
Is Snoop Dogg a billionaire?
Close to, maybe.
If he's not a billionaire, he fumbled the bag.
I'd have to say his net worth is probably in $100 million for sure.
Because because of the amount of things he does, if he's not a billionaire yet. You know, but Snoop doesn't even really strike me as somebody who would ever want to be a billionaire, you know?
Oh.
It takes a certain psychopath like Jay-Z, like Kanye West, to be a
Fuck
billionaire.
Jay-Z.
Fuck them all at this point, dude. Let's just cover the rest of these albums so we can talk about that fucking bipolar mess in Kanye West, that yay-polar mess. Jeezy and DJ Drama dropped the tape. So again, like we said, DJ Drama's killing it. That tape is called Snowfall. Check that out. And then finally, NBA YoungBoy drops his sixth album of 2022 called Ma.
Sixth
I Got a
album
Family.
Of 2022.
Six. And you know why he does that?
You had me at one.
He has 8 kids from like 10 baby mamas. How's that happen?
I think he's younger.
That actually
than,
doesn't make sense.
I think he's younger than all of us, too.
He has 8 kids by 10 baby mamas. How do you have more baby mamas than kids?
He split one.
He must have split one.
He must
one.
Have fucked a Siamese
he
twin.
He had a double zygote.
He fucked a Siamese twin twice.
2 bitches, 1 pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to chill.
He's right in the middle.
Ew. Ew. I'm them thinking of that girl with the 2 heads from TLC channel.
Can you do a split on a dick? It's like,
literally, I am a
split. Which leg do you want me to lift?
Yeah,
which
she literally is a split.
Okay, so if you're fucking a Siamese girl,
okay,
is it, what's your ideal? Like, all right, I would say, all right, this is fucked up. But if I'm fucking a Siamese chick, I don't want the split heads. I want 1 head, 2 arms, and 4 legs, and 2 butts. That's ideal.
You want to fuck a Virginia?
Yes, from the forest.
You want to fuck a Virginia from the forest?
Yeah.
You don't want double-headed, 1 body?
No.
Like, I mean, it's a valid question to ask.
Like that Matt Damon
and girls,
movie.
You can play this game too. I mean, would you rather 1 dick and 2 heads or 2 bodies and 1 head?
Yeah, you get that threesome over with real quick.
Y'all can make like a kind of a triangle and you could be topping off and also kind of getting
eating
it at
the box
same time.
And licking the butthole
that's
at the same
like
time.
The devil right there. Like, think about it, really. Y'all making like trigrams with your bodies.
Hey, got to get it done.
You don't got to get anything
creation's
done.
Creation's got to happen some way or another.
Get it done.
We need more freaks in this world.
Get it done with
you heard it here first.
Regular bodies. Because then your babies are going to come out looking like a fucking ninja star.
Hey, at least we can do another Stuck to You movie with Matt Damon. And
wow, what a movie. What a callback.
Who's the other one? Dennis Leary?
I don't know who the second one was, but he wasn't as famous as Matt Damon. Matt Damon stole the show.
I'll be right back.
Go ahead, look it up.
Look it up.
No, I don't think anyone's going to remember it in 5 seconds. So NBA young boy, he's got 10 kids from 8 baby mamas, so he had to drop a 5th or 6th album, supposedly another 1 or 2 in the canon coming in 2022. The man doesn't stop working. Man doesn't stop sleeping.
Greg Kinnear.
Who?
You know, Greg Kinnear.
You know, the guy attached to Matt Damon in that one movie.
Little Miss Sunshine?
That's how everyone says his name. That guy probably killed himself.
Little Miss Sunshine?
Who's Little Miss Sunshine?
You never seen that with Abigail Breslin and Steve Carell?
Where are you getting these names from?
Fuck you.
You're making these names up,
Anchorman
though.
2?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Where Christine Applegate left Ron Burgundy and that was her new man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Greg Kinnear. He was also the saber-tooth tiger. No, that was Dennis Leary.
You need to start a different podcast that's about obscure movie references.
If I start another podcast, it would be my take on conspiracy theories. And it would be so unlistenable that I would never get off the ground.
Fair enough. Let's talk about some hot shit in hip-hop right now. Let's talk about Lil Yachty.
Yeah, that's where I want to go with that.
Tell me to hold up before I even said it.
I thought you were going to say Kanye. I was like, let's save that crazy fuck for last.
We got a list, man. Let's talk about Lil Yachty taking the walkie to Poland.
What the fuck was that?
Did my light just go out for a second?
Yeah, are you doing that?
Bro.
Chill out, bro. What
kind of witchcraft? It's real spooky in his bitch.
If you're going to sit there and say nothing, then do that. But don't start turning off the fucking lights.
Spooky enough in here, bro. It's October.
Like he pays the bills and shit.
For real. You don't pay shit. Except for the fucking
fee. Pays for that slit in his fucking eyebrow. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, he really did. And that was whatever he paid for that. Too much.
Yeah.
Right?
Get your money back.
Too
please.
Much. Get your money back. Let me do it next time.
Proper fade. Never heard of it.
His height fades.
Yeah, that's
know.
True.
Anyway.
His height does fade.
Poland. Let's talk about Yachty's Poland. It's buzzing right now.
The social media by storm.
Buzzing.
It's wild how many videos on TikTok and Instagram was just like, I took the walk to Poland.
It's good. Like, it's definitely a good song. Dude, it's a good song. Don't look at me like that.
A little boat?
It's a good song.
A little boat?
It goes hard. Dude, it slaps.
Is it copyrighted?
What?
Walk to Poland.
It has to. I mean, you can't say it now without it being about that.
I want to hear it.
You can't even live in Poland without him, you hearing from his lawyer.
Dude, he imagine like Putin sitting in his office, meanwhile he's firing bombs at Ukraine, and then he's like, Mr. Putin, we have news that Lil Yachty is taking the walk to Poland. He's like, oh God. He starts focusing attention on Poland.
Yeah. Like, just to get it off of Russia.
That's the kind of power this song has right now. People don't understand what the walk is or why he's taking it to Poland, but he's doing it. And he's doing it right now, and everybody needs to lock their fucking doors.
I think
this song is way too powerful.
It had like a viral like shockwave that had multiple aftershocks. Because he, this got leaked first on Talk. I think on the Talk.
Yes.
A snippet. And rather than scrap the song or keep it and try to, like, you know, finish it in a sense and make it perfect, he just decides to go with it, drops the song on SoundCloud, then it goes to streaming, then he makes a video with Cole Bennett.
Yeah.
And now it's arguably one of the biggest songs of 2022.
Speaking of Cole Bennett,
people will remember this song in the future.
That motherfucker is in, like, on every black person's list of people, white people who are invited to the barbecue. Like, there's multiple, like, TikToks that make a list of, like, white people who are invited to, and it's, like, always, like, Adam Sandler.
I was going to say Adam Sandler. How did
I fucking... Cole Bennett is always, like, number one.
Yeah.
And he just streamed through all the shit he's done. He did a lot of shit with Tyler back in the day.
He's been on with everybody,
He
dude.
Just did something, the new Blink-182 song called Edging.
There's a song called Edging?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it's like, you know, when you edge your yard. It's like, no, we know what the fuck you're talking about. But he just directed that shit. That dude is...
He's a video producer.
Yeah.
Who does kind of avant-garde, artistic, but in a millennial fashion, video editing. So, for example, he
means.
Did like an entire avant-garde, you know, like shit that takes you off kilter, stuff that's, you know, from the field, bro. He's doing it grassroots.
Hey, watch me. I don't know.
He's good. I'm telling you what it is so you can learn. He films videos with like just an iPhone. He'll put like a fish lens on an iPhone
and
film
a
professional video for, you know, whoever, Babytron.
And
Kookies. He'll do a full video on an iPhone and then that'll be like for him, like a big win. Like
that's a W.
People will say like, whoa, he's so creative. He's at the point in his career now where he can really do anything and everyone's going to be like, whoa, kind of like Kanye.
Yeah,
or like some of the biggest artists in their day, you know, like when you get to a certain point as an artist and it starts to get so that if you just like squirted piss on a canvas,
I
want to
buy it. I want to buy it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's Cole Bennett right now.
Yeah.
And because he's in the hip hop community, black people fuck with him heavy. They're dumping barbecue sauce all down his back and inviting him to
sweet
the yard.
Baby Ray's.
They're putting him on the grill, actually.
They are. They're cooking that boy up.
That's why
they're putting him in a wok.
He's getting
taking
walked
that motherfucker
out
to Poland.
So speaking of wok, I took the walk to Poland. Now, the album art is the Wokhart. Wokhart is a brand of like Robitussin of Lean.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just want to explain to people because not everyone knows what Wok-y is.
Well, it's like when in the TDE song, that part, and Absol comes on.
Yeah.
And he's like, Lamborghini high cream soda with the Wokhart. And forever, I never knew what the fuck he was talking about. Then I realized he was talking about Lean.
It's been around, I guess, for a long time. I haven't learned about it until... What made me learn about it was Moneybagg Yo's song, Waukesha.
Yes.
Because he was literally in love with a cup of Waukee. And
dude,
then that viral meme, that sound, Waukee Slush, went around.
Waukee Slush.
And I couldn't get it out of my head.
That was my favorite for the longest time.
I couldn't get it out of my head.
Dude, first of all, I don't understand. I know we keep getting off topic, but I'm going to talk about Lean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the hype behind it.
It's on topic. Have you done it?
Yes.
You've done real Lean?
Yes. Like someone had in high school prescription bottle.
Yeah. RX.
Yeah. And like
that purple stuff.
I remember I was at a party with my boys and my buddy who had it. We dipped a blunt in it and dried it and smoked it. And I was fucked up and I didn't like it. And then I remember I drank.
What kind of under the bridge shit were you doing as a kid?
And then I remember I was at a bonfire. He had it again. And I had a vodka Sprite with some hockey in it. And I didn't like it. And I don't know why I kept doing it, but they kept bringing it around. I was like, I remember the one time I did it. I was like, I don't even understand what the fuck this is supposed to do. I could see all these guys are all fucked up on like rap videos and shit. And I'm like, I just feel like overwhelmed.
Well, people just always pretend like it feels really good.
Anyway, it's fucking stupid.
I don't know. I've never done it. I've wanted to buy some and just have a tub or a gallon.
A Vaseline jar of
Wokhart so that I can just kind of say I have it. Every once in a while, just take a little sip if I get nervous.
I don't get it. It didn't do it, but the blunt did. But
I mean, that's some real hood rat shit. I can't believe you dipped a blunt in anything. I wouldn't dip a blunt in milk.
I would hope not.
I wouldn't dip a blunt in honey.
I would hope not. How are you going to light it?
How would you light it with wok hard on it?
Wasn't easy.
I bet it wasn't.
That motherfucker burned like an incense candle. It was so slow.
Over days.
We smoked a blunt for like 3 hours. I swear to God.
Is that shit still lit?
And I was like, yo.
We got to relight it.
Fucking rolled it with weed and keef and then dipped it and then dried it with a lighter. And we're like, all right, smoke this motherfucker. And I was like, okay.
On the topic of wok, as a kid who has lean, who has Robitussin, don't you just get that from, like, your mom?
Well, it's not Robitussin. It's Comethazine, right?
Promethazine.
I'm sorry.
Comethazine is a rapper who nutted on Katy Perry's eyelid.
Yeah.
Promethazine is the drug. You're right. What's the difference between Robitussin
is like a throat lozenge for made like out kids, liquid. Yeah, right? It's like tastes like shit.
So that's probably what y'all had, your kids. You probably were sipping on purple. Tussin. You were robo-tripping.
I was robo-tripping. I was, hey, my sore throat's gone. But why am I talking like this? It's turned into a straight up robot.
This blunt is fire.
I turned into that Krusty Krab episode. I said, it's a song that goes beep boop boop bop. Beep boop boop bop.
No, you're thinking of the one that goes
beep boop boop bop. Bop boop beep.
Can I put this one over my head?
I don't know if it's going to fit.
So, okay, let's talk about Yachty a little bit more.
The wok heart.
Before we move on. So that's what wok is, right? Wok is wok heart. And it's very popular in the hip hop community. It's a sedative as far as I'm concerned. You drink that purple drink, you put it in a double cup of styrofoam, you put Sprite and a Tootsie Roll in there.
Maybe a Jolly Rancher if you're feeling froggy.
Oh, a Jolly Rancher, not a Tootsie Roll. Don't put a Tootsie Roll in your wok heart.
Definitely don't do that.
And it'll take you to cloud nine. And it supposedly is a really good time. Rappers get like real aggy when they're not on their walkie. So like Lil Wayne gets so aggy, he has a bunch of seizures.
Hey, and it's just Mac not Miller cool, died, man. So...
That was, I thought, fentanyl.
It was, but I remember there was a,
what's a relationship.
There was a video where he was just going hard with the wok, and a cop and French Montana was like, "You gotta calm down with that shit,
bro." If French Montana tells you to calm down. You gotta calm down.
We pull a Molly, huh?
You think he just walks in on you doing that, and he goes, "Huh?" Like so surprised.
Yo, I fuck Khloe Kardashian. Like no one asked.
Yeah, but he still did though.
Yeah, but. Why is he taking a walk to Poland?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people were confused when Yachty released this. I took the walk to Poland, whether it was walk or walk, and or walk like the traditional Chinese cookware. There is a video on this from that guy who does these podcasts called Dissect. He made one on Poland, hidden messages in Poland.
There's something hidden in Lil Yachty's Poland.
I gotta block this out so that I have to keep talking over it so that we don't get blocked.
The song centers on the homophone wok, referring to both walking and wokheart cough syrup, a staple ingredient in lean. Yachty stretches out the word over two notes with wobbly autotune, as if to signify his long walk to Poland is wobbly from the wok. This first note is dissonant with the chord that it's sung over, but ultimately resolves up to a consonant note when Yachty completes the word. In music theory, this is what's called an appoggiatura. And do you know what appoggiatura translates to from Italian? To lean, because it leans.
Bruh.
Why? What's the
point? Leans into the correct note. Yachty's note about lean is quite literally a leaning note.
Isn't that kind of cool?
I don't think he's that fucking... I really don't think he had that.
You don't
in
think
mind.
He, when he was going, walk, that was the appoggiatura.
Talk about the dude that made Minnesota, and it's cold like Minnesota, had the fucking wherewithal to just go, hey, I'm like making a appoggiatura right now.
It's cold like Minnesota in this bitch. I think that Yachty is more of an artist than people give him credit for.
Okay.
I will go back to any Yachty project and pick at least two songs on that project that are defining for that moment.
Okay. I just want you for one night. That song goes hard.
I mean, that's just the one that got him big. And then to think that he's had how many hits after that?
Lil Boat.
I keep burping.
Hey, but speaking of artists who are better than him, but are going absolutely batshit crazy, who has been batshit crazy probably since like 2014, but is now just like totally off the rails.
DJ that motherfucker, Khaled.
Yeah, that's another story. Kanye West.
That's Kanye West.
That dude is off the fucking rails. I tried to watch his interview with Tucker Carlson, and Tucker was like being cool with him, but I really don't think he was even following him.
Is that when Kanye's on there with that fake-ass Michael Jackson voice? Like, I would have to say
no,
that Sway did have the answers.
He had a fucking He was all over the place. But anyway.
With those fucking cheeks that look like, seriously, breast implants.
Yeah. And he's just like, he starts a topic and then he starts to add in information and never like goes back to the root of the subject, but starts to summarize it like almost like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, I don't know. Get what the fuck you're talking about. This dude was in Paris fashion show. And the whole point of it was like fashion and the music industry are like two of the biggest liberal icons, whatever, on in the planet.
Okay.
And he's a hard leaning conservative. And
Kanye is.
And he's probably one of the biggest icons in music and in fashion. And he's at Paris Fashion Week with Candace Owens. And they were in a White Lives Matter shirt.
Yeah.
And Tucker starts asking him, what the hell is that all about? And he eventually
gets... Even Tucker Carlson knew it was good.
He gets to the point and he's like, are you trying to say all lives matter? And he's like, yeah, yeah. But he starts talking about how his dad's a genius and his mom took him to Chicago. He starts filling it in. I'm like, I'm not fucking following. And then he starts going off, talking about like... The Jewish one really got me going. I did not understand that at all.
So I've been paying a lot of attention to this because I've been trying to understand. And I think that this is really crazy for fans of Kanye and like peripheral fans of hip hop. But for the rest of the country who doesn't know what's going on, Kanye West is having a bipolar crisis. He is, I think, certifiably off of his medication. Against doctor's orders. He's doing nothing to help himself. He's surrounded himself with yes men who only live to please, you know, their Lord and Savior, Kanye West, who's at the head of a $1 billion company. So you're looking at somebody with incredible amount of wealth and power and influence using his platform for essentially what is a bipolar rant. So as you said, he's gone off completely off the rails with this White Lives Matter thing, which I can say based on what I've learned, he's not 100% wrong about the idea behind why he did that. And did you know why he did that? What his statement was?
It was Candace Owens' quote.
He's saying White Lives Matter as not as a... So it's a couple things, right? People are calling it a racist dog whistle.
He's not saying that like Black Lives don't matter. These guys matter. I think his... Go ahead.
His point, which is not... utterly wrong, although the way he's doing it is wrong because he's Kanye and he has fat cheeks, right? He is saying that the Black Lives Matter movement got lost along the way.
Yeah, he called it cult-like.
And he's not wrong in that the original organizers of Black Lives Matter are multimillionaires now. They profited immensely off of this charitable organization. So I just, you know, that aside though, there's ways to say that and not then spark more controversy. Now, before we even go into this further, like, I recognize that Kanye lives for outrage. He wants you to get fucking mad, dude. He wants you to pay attention to him and watch him, and he doesn't give a fuck. He understands more than anybody that there is no bad publicity. You know?
All publicity is good publicity.
So he's, like, the master of this. And it shows, like, the entire world... almost, I think, is talking about his comments. Now,
yeah, 100%.
Where it goes problematic is the anti-Semitic shit, is the blaming Jews for black oppression, blaming Jews for the bad economy, blaming Jews for boxing out talent and owning people. That's where this goes a little squirrely, right? Because how to make that jump on a platform where millions of people kind of care about what you say, and I would argue the majority of Kanye West's audience is kids.
You're
planting, and I say kids liberally, like, you know, up to like 20 years old. He's planting his ideology. Whether people legitimize it or not, he's making statements that are dangerous.
He's implanting impressionable statements in people who are impressionable, like kids who take it too extremes.
I mean,
not people with a sound mindset.
So like a lot of people have been comparing, you're right, you are right about that. And to build off that, people have been comparing his rhetoric, like the things he's saying, to the way people talked before World War II. and how people demonized Jews. They all demonized Jews all through history. Jews really are the punching bag of the human race, yeah, for whatever reason.
For thousands and thousands of
years. There's a huge history there that I don't understand enough to like talk about. But I will tell you one thing. People love fucking piling on Jews.
Yeah, they do.
They love it. It's like so easy, and it's weird because Jews make up such a small portion of the population that we spend so much time and attention on them. But my point being, the World War II and the Holocaust started by creating words and saying things about Jews first, calling them names, calling them other, pushing them toward the outside, and using literally Hitler's youth to reinforce that for generations to come.
Yeah, brainwashing them to think those words have meanings and then getting the following to go through with the plan.
So,
because you need people to look at you and go, this motherfucker's got a point.
Even if you don't think about the point, because most people don't think about the point. Most people just like the way it sounds. Like when he sits there and he's like, Jewish media kept me out of my record deal because they own Hollywood. There's like a bunch of kids who are going to start making fun of their Jewish kids in their school and being like, fucking Kanye said that you're fucking blocking him out of making the college drop out too. Like, you know, like it's.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it creates like a weird, dangerous thing only when you have that platform. And I heard some take on it that was pretty funny that said that, like, you know, if Kanye were white, this would be a different conversation.
100%.
If he were white saying the things that he were saying,
the lines are so fucking blurred. It's unbelievable.
It's almost like we're lucky that the person saying these anti-Semitic things and the person saying these kind of racist things is black.
Yeah.
Because if they were white, this would be hell.
Like, this would be over.
Potentially, and people might not agree with me, but potentially, if a white person were saying it, it could be really starting a problem.
You're not wrong. The last president, mm-hmm. people were calling him a Nazi. Talking about trying to bring back Hitler's fucking ways and all that stuff. And now he's gone. Now Joe Biden's supposed to be the better president, whatever. I'm not going to get too political. But then you got Kanye West, who's now saying it. It's not too far removed off the last leader of the United States of what they were accusing him of being. But, like you said, him being a Kanye West, he's not going to get in as much trouble as if fucking Matthew McConaughey was saying this.
It is. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely some leeway we're giving him. And again, to qualify this, I have no doubt. I hope that Kanye West is sick, like, and having like a breakdown right now, because if he's not, he's just a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. He's a racist piece of shit. You're racist.
Yeah.
Him and DJ Khaled, you know, at that point, I hate both of them the same amount. DJ Kanye, because he's a racist piece of shit. DJ Khaled, because he's fat and he yells his name.
And I not knocking religion, but it bothers me when you're using God as your staple to your ways.
But that's the scary part, right?
It drives me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it drives me crazy, because he's like, because God did. It's like, so he pretty much believes in a God that even if you follow him and worship him and blah, 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 you're set to do whatever the fuck you want because you're going to get forgiven, which is in all aspects, technically the right. Technically, yeah, he's not wrong. But what he's saying doesn't really match up to what he's following, and I feel like he's using religion as a scapegoat, kind of.
Talking about Kanye still?
Yeah.
He's just, I think, in a really weird place where he's being provocative, and typically he's the most provocative and loud and annoying before he has something to gain, whether it be an album or a Yeezy drop or a presidential campaign announcement. He tries so hard to get into the mainstream that he is desperate for this attention. And when you're bipolar and you're having a manic episode, it just tenfold amplifies it. Like DJ Khaled's waist size. It's just out of this world.
Then that dude is out of this fucking world.
So, and I'm trying not to be too serious here because it is, I'm trying to be funny. But Kanye, A, needs medicine. But I understand why people are so upset, because it's not a harmless thing that he's doing.
But he's also like pinning the blame on other people too. He's like talking about Kim. You know, I don't get to choose what my kids eat, drink, watch, learn.
Bro, he said like, that the government like, planted kids at his kid's birthday party. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
He thought that some of the kids were government agents spy on his family.
He thought that the people surrounding Kim were created in a lab. He said they're not far removed from being born in a lab.
I think that's one thing he said that is like, you could say that about anything. Like, it's you not could joke. Like, that could be a joke.
With the way people do talk about the world, doesn't sound too far-fetched, but it's just like the fact, I feel it's a weird, you blame your ex-wife for things, but like you're also not in a proper head state either.
Yeah.
To be, I don't know, just a normal citizen 40 hours a day. You 3 to 4 times a year for a month long span. So you're talking about half a year, this motherfucker is batshit crazy. And then the other 6 months, he's under the radar. And then he just does it again. So he's never like, and he was talking about Drake was fucking his mother-in-law. And
I hope he did.
Then he was talking about like Pete Davidson in like a better way. I was like, you were just calling him skeet on your Instagram, but you're a God-loving man. It's like, make up your fucking mind.
Again, dude, he's not well. It's like, you can't argue with stupid people, but you also can't argue with mentally ill people. Like, you're never going to convince Kanye that he's wrong, because he's going to sit there and be like, it doesn't matter what you say to me. I don't believe you anymore. Like, I know what I know.
The South Park episode, the fish sticks episode. He could not understand it was a joke and brought it to the point where he just inevitably became a fish.
Yeah.
And right. Was just fucking fish at the end. It was a funny episode, but the underlying fact was, what's going on now? You cannot convince this dude that he's wrong.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Then the shit he's doing is proving it right now. And Tucker's just watching him like, okay.
Well, they're also profiting off of him.
Yeah. But I'm surprised even Tucker had the mindset to go, I'm going to ask you another question, because I would have been like, what? So dumbfounded.
Well, how come like the entire country is coming around to this idea of mental health is health, and that, you know, if you are bipolar and you are having mental health issues, that you do need medical help, you do need medication, you need therapy, you need all these things to help you stay healthy. But then when somebody is very obviously having one of these issues, these mental health issues,
you put them on a platform.
You just use them. Like, and the rest of America just is like eating it up. Like, what, they continue to run up the numbers on Tucker Carlson's interview. They continue to run up the numbers on Candace Owens, because he's about to buy Parler, the social media platform, from Candace Owens' husband, the failed social media platform that they are in over their head with, because they bought it for like $500 million. Kanye's about to buy that at value. And they're about to sell it to him. He's about to fucking make the worst decision of his life. And he's just, it sucks, man. I really want Kanye to get help. And I want motherfuckers to stop being so parasitic, but they never will.
I'm over him.
Whatever, man.
I'm over it, dude.
Like, I think, let's just see
how many times
we've
been saying he's been off. I was supposed to see him back in 2016 and he had a mental breakdown. His mother passed away.
Yeah.
That's when he got on his medicine cycle and he wasn't taking it. And he just started ranting and he just canceled his whole fucking tour. So this has been going on for more like
his whole life, too.
Media wise for like 8 years now, but for fucking forever.
He always called himself a god.
Yeah.
I just told you what I thought I was. A god.
Like back when him and Jay-Z collabed for what was that golden album?
Touch the Throne or something.
Something like that. And they did like Otis and N-Words in Paris, and that's when he was shaved head, but he had like the engravings in the side.
Kanye's always been a fire artist. That doesn't change. Like, his music still is good.
Yeah, it's never going to devalue his music.
Whoever the fuck is in charge of Kanye and his boys and whoever calls themselves Kanye's friends, he might not have friends
anymore.
They're not
your friends.
They might all be leeches. Dirty, cocksucking leeches.
The people from the Yeezus documentary on Netflix, or from the early years when they were helping him go from like office to office, they're probably not around anymore.
They're not, because he pushed them away.
Yeah.
Or other people pushed them away because they got into Kanye's head early that you're a god, you're gifted, you're Mozart. bitch.
Sit on my face, I tap that.
You got chubby cheeks.
You're so focused on his cheeks.
I just can't get over them cheeks, bro. They get bigger every time I see him. Do you want to just laugh real quick for a couple TikToks?
Yeah, let's put on some TikToks and let's talk about Kenny Mason. But let's take a quick ad break. We'll do the TikToks and then do the ad break. I want to get something to drink.
You want to get something to drink?
Yeah.
We'll take a break now?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break now and we'll be right back. All right, we're back from that break. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You got a little drinky poo?
A little drinky poo.
A little drinky poo, Randy? Bo Bandy?
I saw this dude on TikTok and he's released a song and I thought at first it was just a dude who liked the song and dubbed it over because he thought it was hard.
Because it looked like it definitely couldn't be him.
Because it doesn't match who it is. This guy looks like a BTS member before he had to go serve 2 years in the South Korean army.
Right.
And he released a song that is super nutty. It's called, well, the EP is called Arthur's Nut. This song's called Arthur, I believe.
This is Arthur's.
And when you see this motherfucker, you will not believe he made this song, but it goes stupid.
But let me just, we say that you can't believe this guy does that based on looks. That's what gets people canceled. So let's just give some context.
I'm not talking about the fact he's a tiny petite guy. I'm just saying like the video and the sound quality, just like if I was to like make a song and I weirdly sounded like Biggie mixed with Nas and I'm sitting here with my nasally voice
right. Sniffing
into the mic. You'd sure. Be like, you made that song?
Okay. So you're just saying like,
I'm just saying it doesn't fit the description.
His stature. He does not fit the description.
It doesn't seem like it comes from him.
All right. Let's watch it. This guy's name is Backyard. We just took a tab at ass and while we cruise the Taylor Pride. I'm a Rottweiler with no top collar.
Don't want smoke, want no narcotics. Need the top dollar for a show. We just took a tab at ass and while we...
So it just sounds like Suicide Boys to me.
One more time. We cruise the Taylor Pride. I'm a Rottweiler with no top collar. Don't want smoke, want no narcotics. Need the top dollar for a show. People are like obsessed with this like Freddie Dredd, Suicide Boys, Xavier Wolf type of style nowadays.
Because I think anybody can make it sound good.
Yeah, it's like I feel like, and I'm not talking strictly about the Suicide Boys, but I'm just saying for that genre, I don't even know what you call that genre of rap. It's like trap fucking.
It's called funk.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the instrumental portion of it is funk because it's got that, you can hear the bouncy, like kind of synth bells in the background, like the thunk, thunk.
I think
thunk, thunk,
people
thunk,
who
thunk,
make
thunk.
That type of music really extend themselves to an audience who want to hear a hard ass beat and don't normally care how the lyrics would come out. Like, I think Puya is fucking garbage.
He sounds like Puya, this
right.
guy. Arthur's Nuts.
But Puya has some songs that are stupid. They go stupid. Fat Nick.
Baby Bone.
Gorb.
But real Gorb,
has
though.
Some fucking stupid beats. Another one. Who's the dude makes Jonah Arc?
Knight Lavelle.
Knight Lavelle is straight up hot garbage on a fucking plate put in a microwave. And Joan of Arc goes stupid.
You know what he is, dude? He's a can of soup in a microwave that overboils and then gets hard on
the
plate.
And when you're trying to fucking wash it, that orange
it just
oil ring
comes
is
off.
Stuck to the top. Well, I guess I got to put it in a dishwasher.
That's Knight Lavelle. Yeah. He's that oil ring.
And I think people like this, and now I'm not saying the lyrics are terrible, but it just fits that audience where it's like, I can just tell you that I got cars, money, and I stunt hard. I don't have to tell you anything real. If this beat goes stupid, you're going to listen to it.
I'll go one further and say that the lyrics are trash. I think they're trash. I think that they're recyclable and that I could say them, you could say them, Arthur's Nuts could say them.
When I was thinking trash, I was thinking more like, like that. Just
but maybe
dumb.
That you're just thinking of, you're thinking of the delivery.
Yeah.
He's
not saying anything, like you said, recyclable. Like, okay, Lil Baby told me he has a Rolls Royce too.
But that's the thing with this is I think that as long as you're willing to say those things and you can, I think anybody can buy that beat on BeatStars for $20 right now. Upload your debit card. All right.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah. Around down the wrong Pizzite.
A little fucking, you want to take the walk to Poland?
Down the wrong Pizzite. This does have like walk in Poland.
Anybody could go to BeatStars, buy that beat for
terrible
$20
name.
And then just write a couple bars about, about just some like real vague, violent shit about like your car and, you know, killing somebody about with something.
Yeah.
You're a dog is always a thing. Something about dogs and off the leash, me and my dogs, Rottweilers.
Yeah.
You know, smoke. No one wants smoke.
No one wants that smoke.
And just I got drip. Basically, yeah, just a combination of those things. And then you have a song that sounds nice. And then you put all these vocal effects on it, too.
Hold up. Did you see the Post Malone little baby joint about to drop?
No, but I have a video right here. Not of that, but I have a video of them hanging out. This is it, right?
Yeah.
You know, anything, we just sample this.
Whatever this song is.
I think Post Malone has 100% shifted his sound.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. He went more acoustic.
Back.
I think he's sad.
I like it.
I think he's sad.
Besides him being sad, I like the sound.
I like it, too. I like that so he was originally a country artist.
Right.
But he went more pop, hip-hop, because it was more successful.
Right.
Which is fine. You can do
that. Lil Baby, it looks like he doesn't want to fucking be there.
Lil Baby kind of always looks like he doesn't want to be there. Because
Lil Baby is one of those artists that drive me crazy. Because, like, sometimes I feel like they act like they're too big to be doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, our boy we're going to talk about soon, Kenny Mason, had Young Nudie on a track.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you he had to, like, dude, come on. You said you'd be here on Saturday.
Who, Nudie? You think Nudie's like that?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I feel like a lot of guys like that, just like
East Atlanta Monster,
starting to get somewhat of fame. I know he's a lot bigger than that. But I'm saying, like, just
are you applying this to them because that's just the way you see them in videos? Or have you heard of stories of them?
I just feel like I watch these videos. I'm like, they don't want to fucking be there. He's excited as a motherfucker.
And OC?
Yeah.
Maybe you're just being a big fat racist right now, dude, because he's black. And you just like the white guy with the tattoos. You ever think about that, dude? Huh? Maybe give the boys in black some shine.
Chill. Chill.
You see who else is there with Posty and Baby?
Is that French Montana?
Sway Levy. Is that J.I.D.? It's cool, though, that they're hanging out in a really well-lit gymnasium.
Probably in Atlanta.
It looks like at a high school. Bro, God, he looks like such a fun guy to hang out with, Post Malone.
Yeah, I'm glad he got that stupid haircut going.
But you know what he looks like? It looks like you would hang out with him. Hang out at the party. He's the life of the party all night. He looks like he runs the pong table until he doesn't want to anymore. Then he goes off and he starts like kind of hanging out with different groups. Yes. Everyone wants to hang out with him. And then at the end of the night, when everyone leaves and it's just you and him, you have the best conversation ever.
Yeah.
Like he looks like he really would talk about some shit.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, but maybe it's a bad smell under a good smell. Like a lot of cologne.
Once you got past that cigarette smell on his hands, yeah. Like, oh, your shirt smells pretty good.
Why are you smelling his hands and his shirt?
I don't know, because he got offered me a blizzon.
Dipped in lean.
And he got too close to my nose and it stunk. And I said, yeah, you stink me.
He just looks like he'd be really fun. Lil Baby, I bet you, is fun, but he's the quiet guy at the party.
I don't know. I feel like I would just like wouldn't. Like, and I'm not talking about me now, because if I saw him, I'm like, yo, give me autograph. I'm saying, like, if I was on that stature and I saw him around and it was like, last time I couldn't get shit out of you, I'd be like, I'm done. I ain't going after you anymore.
I'm going after
gives
him,
that essence to me. It's like, I don't feel like I want to talk to you anymore.
I know people who are inaccessible to me. Lil Baby just to me feels like he's not really comfortable in a lot of situations.
Introvert.
Despite his fame, he's an introvert. Which is okay to be that way, man. You can be that way. You just got to open up. You got to crack it open like Ice Spice. I have a couple more TikToks.
You're a munch.
I got a couple more TikToks. I do look forward to this song by Post Malone and Lil Baby, though. That sounds like it might be fire.
He's a fucking munch.
Do you want to watch this?
Play them all chronologically.
Okay. I have this one here. Actually, I have this cool one at the bottom first in chronological order. This is Ski Mask, if he was in Bikini Bottom.
Go to work at a crusty grind, he just might do it for free. Uh-huh. Really happy cause Sandy giving me cheese. Uh-huh. Hey Plankton, is it beef? Uh-huh. That butter
the sauce with the dab.
You are not the father.
Like Pearly Mr. Krabs. I'm like Barnacle Boy. Chips Ahoy, got the bag. I be driving a boat, but Mrs. Puff won't let me pass.
So spot on.
The only thing missing is at that point, probably right where the song ended, the bass should have just actually shaken my computer. It should have gone crazy right there. DJ Scheme.
Yeah.
You know, my
DJ
dick go
Scheme,
hard.
A little beat.
Some crazy shit. But is he not dead on?
Yes. That was right on with the fuck. Oh.
And did he not have the bars too? He kind of had the bars just to back like it up. Him. You are not the father.
He's that Barnacle boy. Get the Chicha Hoy back. Oh.
Why is Ski Mask becoming, predictable?
His flow is so undisputed.
As what though? Good?
Yes.
It is great.
I feel like he is probably, he is by far not even close to breaking the realm of being maybe a good rapper.
I think he's a great rapper.
But his flow, just like Juice WRLD,
yeah,
undisputed. Like that Matrix.
Heavenly.
Is unbelievable. Now, it's good too, but I'm saying like sometimes he just makes shit. I'm like, I can't listen to it anymore.
Really? There's not much that I can't listen to if it's got Ski Mask on it.
Ski Mask? You telling me so? You can listen to the last album he just dropped with the Matrix on it.
Uh-huh.
That
Dr.
Seuss.
Three
out of those eight songs or four are pretty fucking terrible.
They're fun, dude. They're really fun. It's like DaBaby. It's vibe music. I'm not sitting there listening to everything he's trying to say to me, but I will feel that vibe.
Okay.
You're not feeling that vibe?
I like Ski Mask. I just think a bunch of his shit is not that good.
Hey, you're entitled to your opinion.
Like Foot Fungus, hard.
Hard.
Nuketown, hard.
False of Failure.
False of Failure, hard.
Reborn Unbothered, to Rebel.
Hard.
Unbothered.
Take a
hard.
Take a step back.
Hard.
Hard.
What an XXX Tarnation.
Buns. But.
Pussy with that bother. Oh.
When he's on E/ER with DJ Scheme.
Uh-huh. E-R.
Unbelievable.
Thor's hammer worthy.
How hard he goes.
Yeah.
So I would soda. I'm giving him the respect.
Carbonated water.
Of him. Carbonated water is a banger. Giving him the respect he deserves. Of being a fucking G when it comes to having a great flow.
Yeah.
But I just feel like he just like is never consistent.
Oh, see, that's where we disagree. And that's okay. We're adults.
Next one.
I'm not yay polar. Let's watch.
Water.
Let's watch two more here. I want to watch this Medusa freestyle.
Oh, I know a barracuda. Woo! When I see Shot one. With the Ruger. Yeah, I put him in the two cup. Yeah, I shot him in Medulla with the Ruger. Yeah. When go you come? I'ma kill him if you look at me, Medusa. When you tell me some, you gon' tell me to stop, but I refuse him. Yeah, I refuse him. Medusa. Who knew? Pop off, walk off, and that suit.
Damn.
Big bitch. In the pond. Use a small one. Use a small one. I'm a man in the mirror, Michael Jackson. I'm the man in the hero, Michael Jackson. I put an AK to your noggin, make you ask it. Every day I shoot you in your bitch, you lock it.
I'm a servant. I'm the clapping.
It gets hard.
I'm a man in the mirror, Michael Jackson. AK-47, get you clapping. I'm a man in the mirror, Michael Jackson. What's your address? What's your IP? Like a pooch, like a pussy. You my guppy.
You my dog.
Wake up the whole country.
So us, dude. That's
How
so
is that not the funnest shit?
That would be awesome.
Okay, I need to set that up. I need all four mics on Gucci, and I need loud music. And I need us to do a cipher. I'll make the beat. I mean, I just need y'all to be free.
Drop the beat?
I'll drop the beat.
You have beat?
I'll be half an onion bagel, DJ drama. Fuck. Mustard.
Okay.
I'll be DJ theater class.
You gonna spit? Cool. Okay.
This to happen. Okay. Whatever this, what is this podcast called? What is the account called? Can you read that? Fish Dip Freestyle, which I feel like it might be a repost, but it says Fish Dip Freestyle. Eyes are trash.
Yeah, me too. And you got glasses on though.
I know.
That's the worst part
about
it.
Four eyes. All four of them are trash.
Yeah. You need LASIK, my boy.
Nah, LASIK can suck my dick. I want this. I want this level of energy always.
I'm a man in the mirror, Michael Jackson. AK-47, catch you fucking lacking.
I mean, just so much fun.
When I see them big booty cheeks, I get the clapping.
All right, so for the final one that we do you want to hear a beat or a freestyle?
A beat, 100%.
Okay, here's a beat that somebody made out of a bike chain.
TF going on here.
It's like this is our downbeat right here. Oh, dude. Bicycle. Michael. Oh my god. Get out of here.
Bro. It already goes hard.
Suckers. Bicycle beat goes kind of hard.
This is a Lemonade HQ. Jesus. Look at this chat going crazy. Fuck, everyone says. Oh, and it got harder. Come on, bro.
It goes stoopy.
It goes stoopy. It's not even over yet.
Uh-oh.
Is something going to happen? It come back, though. Look at him. Look at him. He can't even fucking keep his headphones on. He's going so hard. It's very Mark Rebier, you know? Oh.
TF going on here.
Hard.
I mean, how your bike gonna
hit
sound
that
like
man
that?
Up to make our beat.
And then we sit here and go, I'm a man in the mirror, Michael Jackson. Shit. I mean, like, I saw that, and the guy, whoever these streamers are who do this kind of shit, they have all my respect. Like him, Kenny Beats, Spell. These guys who just they just make beats on Twitch live. You ever watch Kenny Beats beat battles?
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, dude. I mean, it's just, that is the world I want to live in. Like if there's a metaverse where that is the world, like my neighborhood, I want to live there.
If I ever see Kenny Beats live, well, we did. He played at fucking Yams Day.
Oh,
but,
true.
But I want to watch him. What's those DJ things they do where they just have a party? Remember the one I sent you?
Yeah, the Boiler Room.
Boiler Room. I want, and I'll pay a good amount of money to see it and leave. If he just does the Danny Glover by Young Thug into Beef by
Ethan. All you ever talk about.
He does.
Just do that.
He does
transition.
The hardest transition ever. Yeah. It's Danny Glover by Young Thug into Beef by Etherol and Playboi Carti.
It goes hard.
And it goes stupid. And it made me question myself. I'm like, is Beef trash?
Yeah.
Or is Beef hot?
I know.
Because it's trash.
I know.
It's so stupid.
But that's what makes you good at DJing,
you know,
is when
makes
you make a song sound good.
So upset is what? That my Spotify top 20 2022 music, Beef is going
to
be on there.
Yeah,
you listen
to it that
to
much?
It so much this year.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who won't be with me? R.I.P. I got in the Flexor 7 yesterday.
The better version of Beef is Half and Half, I think. This is not pop, this on rock. I think that's the better
shoulders?
Swanging.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Never heard it.
You never heard Half and Half?
No, play it after the potty.
All right, we'll listen after the potty. I told you to listen to it, but it's cool. It's cool. You didn't listen to it, dude.
Hey, Kenny Mason?
Let's talk about Kenny Mason real quick. We don't have much time, but this is an album that you don't want to miss. Ruffs by Kenny Mason.
Fire.
Now, Kenny Mason is a young, hot stepping artist out of Atlanta, Georgia.
I was about to say pause.
Hot stepping artist out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Edwin Kenneth Green Jr.
My boy Eddie. Ed and Eddie. Kenneth Griffin. Kenneth what? Kenneth Green Jr.
You're blind.
No, I read Griffin instead of Green. I am blind, but
you are blind. Also known as Pup.
So look at some of his names, dude. Read them for us.
We got Pup, the Angelic Grinch of Dill, Angelic Hood Rat, Super Puppy Boy, and KJ. None of those names are flattering at
Super
all.
Super Puppy Boy.
I was so mad if someone called me Super Puppy Boy.
Yeah, because do you think he called himself that? Or
no,
do you think
absolutely
one day,
not. I bet you one day he barked at somebody. Right. He's all little and shit.
Hey, yo, this motherfucker's Super Puppy Boy.
Let's see if we have his height on here.
It's got to be at least two Ryans.
No height.
The angelic Grinch of dill, though. My boy likes pickles.
He does like pickles, or maybe just a seasoning.
So Kenny Mason, if y'all don't know, Kenny Mason, we talk about him a lot. He got famous off of his hit song called Hit in 2019. Oh, shit. Man, we should hit. Had a really catchy tune to it. He parlayed that single into his first album, Angelic Hood Rat, in 2020, right as the pandemic dropped.
Yes.
Angelic Hood Rat,
fire.
Incredible album.
Fire.
Had some great songs
PTSD,
on there.
Metal Wings, PTSD. Chevron.
Chevron, yes. We loved it. Then he dropped the Supercut, which featured like Denzel Curry, Freddie Gibbs. And it basically reminded us that Kenny Mason is an artist to watch because the man is super creative with his delivery, his lyrical ability, and his instrumental choice, because he's one of these guys doing this grunge hip hop kind of thing.
Now, what's this shoegaze shit?
So Wikipedia lists him as being a cross between grunge, hip hop, and shoegaze. So I read about shoegaze and I learned what shoegaze is. It's a genre of music where artists, particularly guitarists, have a lot of pedals of different distortions and different kinds of effects that they put on their instruments. And they're constantly watching their shoes because they're pushing different pedals to create different effects to make their music. So I thought that was kind of cool because Kenny Mason, what you'll hear from him is a lot of grunge, metal, hip hop with a ton of distortion, And he kind of even distorts his voice. He uses his voice as
a
distortion too.
A fucking king at distorting his voice. Like he has a track on Ruff's. It's right after the Young Nudie track.
Yeah, sorry. This album called Ruffs.
I was just listening. Let me pull it up real quick. Kenneth
Edwin. I think it's 14 or 16 tracks. Led by the single was Halloween.
Yeah. No, Zoomies was the lead.
There might have been two, because I know Halloween came out before as well.
But after Spin and Flip, he's got a song called Mama Don't Know.
Uh-huh.
And he sounds like not him.
Sure.
But you realize, like a minute into the song, that's him.
It is.
But he has this voice on such a low distortion that he totally changed it. But then he has songs like Double Up and RX with Amindi, A-M-I-N-D-I.
Okay.
And he is just like soft-spoken, little pretty boy. And then he goes to the Mama Don't Know, and he's like low, deep voice. I'm like, this guy is like a... Like, what do you want to call it? Ventriloquist, you know? He's able to flip his voice around.
He's got himself on his knee.
Yeah. Doing his own hand up his own back.
He's got his own hand in his own ass.
Got chokes up his sleeve.
He
R.I.P.
And he is the trick. He is really impressing me with his music recently because unlike a lot of artists whose albums have felt flat recently, Lil Baby, Nav.
Drake.
Fuck. To an extent, Kanye felt flat. Kenny Mason is able to create an album that is up and down from start to finish, feels cohesive, all as one project, and takes you on an adventure. And that, I mean, like, really, that's that. This is an album that I think is 100% a must listen if you enjoy hip hop at all.
Yeah, for sure.
Because what we're experiencing here is an artist who's twisting hip hop to be something new.
Right.
And whenever somebody makes a new lane, bro, you gotta get over.
Yeah.
You got to get over and use that new lane.
Kenny Mason's well worth the cutting off the old lady on her commute to work.
Absolutely.
100%.
Cut that lady off. Flip her off.
Mm-hmm.
Drive fast. Actually, take your time. Take your time in the new
lane.
But
don't be afraid to put your foot to 70, you know?
Sure.
And a little lead foot action never hurt anybody.
Let yourself, because it's tough sometimes when there's new things and things sound new. It's like, ooh, I'm scared. I don't want to listen to this. I like what I like. I want to listen to Tyler Childers. I want to listen to, fucking DJ Khaled. You need to take a break and really expose yourself to something new that you might really like. So even if you hate it, fuck, man. Come on. What else are you doing with your life? You know, listen to this album.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Kenny Mason is definitely on the up and up. Now, I don't think he's going to be anywhere in the breaking the glass ceiling of A tier anytime soon, which I don't think that's really his go for anyway. But when you have songs like Halos, and then he has that fucking fire feature of Young Nudie called Spin and Flip.
Yeah.
It's just, and those songs are two different songs, 100%. Like, what did I say, Halos?
Halos.
It's like some angelic type beat. It's him singing, him rapping, and then Spin and Flip. It's just him like dirty rapping.
That's that East Atlanta
vibe. It's the East Atlanta vibe. And I would even go as far,
I got confused, and I thought Young Nudie was Gucci Mane for a second.
Nudie is a whole different conversation. I need to get more into Nudie. But I guess to wrap this up, if you are wondering whether or not you will like Kenny Mason, for him to put it perfectly about his influences. Now, on the hip-hop side, Kenny named Lil Wayne, Future, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and Kid Cudi as his hip-hop influences at an early age. But then when he got older, alternative bands such as Nirvana, Coldplay, My Bloody Valentine, The Pixies,
oh, yeah,
Deftones, and The Smashing Pumpkins influenced him to create the sound that he has. So just picture the perfect combination of that, and you've got a new thing that Kenny Mason is kind of the leader of right now.
Now, they have Ruffs listed as a mixtape.
Yeah, whatever. I called it an album. It's not a studio album. It is a mixtape. Which, you know, whatever. He can release it. He can have a good time. Make some money off of it. Here we are talking about it. Anything else you want to say before the end of the podcast? Ryan?
Ryan, you've been quiet.
Your arms are getting tired yet, bud? All right. Thank you for listening to Out the Wazoo. This has been episode 166 of the podcast. Go ahead and listen to episode 165. Definitely go check out 164, where we interview Kai Ali, local artist who we love. Going to definitely do more work with him and some of the other artists in our network in the future. And we love doing this. So make sure you check us out on YouTube. Hit that motherfucking upvote button. Hit that motherfucking like button. Hit that motherfucking subscribe button.
East Atlanta don't play.
Thanks. And go Phils, right?
Go Phils.
All right, we'll see y'all next week for episode 167. Bye.